We're at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, and I'm talking to photographer Nellie Lecomte about her beautiful book, Byron Bay, A Food Journey Through the Region. Good morning, Nellie.
Good morning, Karina, and thank you for having me here. It's lovely.
Now, we were talking before about how it's almost an unbeatable combination doing gorgeous food and Byron Bay. And is that true? Is it fairly easy to put a book together like this and actually just see it fly off the shelves?
Easy, I wouldn't call it straight away. Nothing is easy these days. But if you have passion and you meet the right people, and Byron Bay is such a beautiful, you know, not just a great food bowl. People here are up for something. They really want to give things a go. So if you knock on doors and ask them for a recipe, they are happy to give you one, where, you know, in other areas might not happen so easily.
So when you were putting the book together, were you looking for specifically unique recipes to the Byron area that use the ingredients from around the Byron area?
Yes, it had to be really, really local. And I'm new to Byron. I came here 2 years ago, and I loved the little fruit stalls on the road. And I just was dreaming about coming to live here, and I'm driving along, and I go, well, I can pick up this and pick up that, and then just make this delicious meal. So asking all the chefs about their recipe, it definitely had to come from this area.
So what sort of favourite chefs did you chase up, and why?
Well, coming from Sydney, I used to come on holidays to Byron and would frequently come for specific chefs. Sometimes they were in Byron, sometimes they were out of Byron. So from Sydney coming to Byron, people not only stay in Byron, they actually go to Kingscliff, they go to Nimbin, or they go to Yamba for food as well.
So do you find that this accent on fresh food also changes the sorts of dishes that are being prepared?
I think, yes. It's seasonal dishes. Also, little things that you go to a restaurant and things have changed slightly because certain fruits or veggies were not in season, and therefore, sorry, we give you something different. And it's a nice way of, you know, going along with.
Now, you've done the photographs in the book too. Let's talk about how difficult it is to photograph food, because that's a whole craft in itself, isn't it?
It is a whole craft in itself, and I've been long enough here to have shot with all the nasties that we used to shoot food with. So it didn't look, it looked fantastic, but it tasted horrendous.
Please tell us about some of the nasties that used to go on.
Yes, the nasties. It's a hard, you would never eat anything off a bowl of fruit. Particularly ice cream, of course, is a very, very hard one. It's a really greasy material that you make ice cream off. It's like really something you wouldn't, it's like lard, bit of food colouring in it, and then it becomes a nice ice cream.
So all those mouth-watering photographs in some of those food books that we've been seeing in the past sometimes would actually be inedible in real life?
I don't think in real life they would be inedible because the recipes were still proper, but for us we were shooting in studio lights and a dish had to stand there for a couple of hours. So that's something that has changed as well. I used to photograph maybe one, two dishes a day. And these days people quickly expect you to do about 7 or 8 on a day. So that's a different way of going with it as well. Yes.
It's a bit more stressful, isn't it, having to...
It is a little bit more stressful because it used to be days and days and, you know, like just shooting a bit of food and lots of talking and chatting and a glass of wine.
Yes, welcome to Byron Bay for the slow lay, not, you know. So look, what's brought this on? Do you think it's just that the pressure to get a lot more cookery books out? Because actually it's a pretty crowded market out there, isn't it? This whole thing, there's been such an explosion of interest in food, which is a nice healthy preoccupation, let's face it, but it has led to a lot of publications, a lot of competition.
It is a lot of competition, a lot of publications, but it also has brought an enormous amount of awareness. And I think the more cookbooks that are out there, the more people, you know, like it's okay to buy a cookbook. It's okay to try something different. We can now all cook something beautiful. They're difficult recipes. They're easy recipes. And I think it makes the majority of the people think that they can cook too and maybe try something that's fresh.
Well, there is more of an emphasis these days on healthy living and healthy recipes. But also there's this thing about people being more time poor, because I don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen though, do they?
Yes. And the funny thing actually is with some of the recipes and some of the chefs I worked with, there were intricate recipes, but some of them whipped something up in front of me in about 5 to 10 minutes. And I was like, wow, just fresh ingredients can do magic.